and they gon' rape that nigga. And they gon' rape that nigga.
Yeah, it's Monday. Yeah, it's definitely Monday. It's Reach Around Radio. It's your boy Speedy. What's happening?
And I'm the poetess.
It's your girl Claudia Jordan.
TDP, Mr. 123 Knox, please turn my...
Aw, damn, you threw us off, man.
Shut the fuck up, punk.
Wow.
Turn my microphone up, baby.
Threw us off there, TDP.
Threw us off, TDP. I was ready to go, baby. The number to call into is 323-247-7443. Weekend was off the chain. Let's start with P Money. How was your weekend, baby girl?
It was
some?
Cool.
Did you get some?
Why is that?
Every time, Speedy.
I know, Speedy. Why do you care?
Why? Because when she don't get none, that means she's desperate. She might date on a curve.
Oh, okay, Speedy.
I got action.
Okay, I understand.
I don't care if I don't do it for 100 years.
We'll be on an island, just me and you. It ain't gonna happen.
A poet is like an airing hole. If you don't put an airing hole in it, it's going to close up.
Wow. Put something in it. Put it in your mouth. No, I was just
It was cool. I went to Taste of Soul.
Yes.
And there were like, I think like 80,000, 100,000 people out there on Crenshaw Boulevard.
A lot of bad credit out there. T kept walking past people going, a lot of bad credit out here. So this old lady went, my credit is fine.
Okay, we'll take my card and support our show then.
Speedy was like, meet me at the beer garden. So I was like, what is the beer garden? So I finally find the stage and they should have named it the grown and sexy stage because they were getting their groove on.
Really?
A lot of two-piece white linens.
Really?
After the holidays.
I wish I could go.
It's an awesome sight. I mean, and I was telling a friend that it's the only event like that in L.A. Like, it's sort of like the Chicago's, Taste of Chicago. But it's Taste of Soul. They have like all these restaurants and stuff, but it's like, the most black people you see together in one space in L.A. is just like, it's crazy.
It was fire because, believe it or not, every little stage had somebody staring at them. Now, I must say, the tent that we were at, which had J. Anthony Brown's comedy spot, was off the chain.
It was. Literally it really was. It was the place
that was the
to
best
kick
one
it.
Yet. Yeah. That and the gospel stage. The gospel stage was on fire.
Really?
A lot of little dudes in the gospel. I don't know. Hey, how you doing? You're Speedy, right? I was like,
Yeah, a lot of dudes floating around with wings on their ankles.
Yeah. A lot of floaters.
Really?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
So how many numbers you get?
I had a great time. I did my little stand-up routine. Ripped. Had my little shirt on, my DR. Run DMC.
What is it?
Run DRC.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Show everybody your shirt.
Yeah, stand up. Model for us.
Yeah, show us your shirt.
Take it off.
No thanks.
Look at you, Speedy.
Hey.
Run DRC.
Turn around to the back. Let us see the back.
Yeah.
Let the floaters see what they could be working with.
Shout out to D.
That's
shout
the one
to
I know.
For one night only.
It ain't much.
Shout out to GT and Davey Day.
That show. And for Michelle, who got him. Paid the money.
Really?
Shout out to Michelle.
Wow.
Yeah, paid the money.
Michelle. Thank you, Michelle.
She's awesome.
Let's sell them.
I love those shirts.
Yeah, we're going
to
be selling them. We got to get TDP's quotes on there. But I had a great weekend. Had the kids. Had my two sons. And apparently this word about for real, you know, that you know, kids say that, or you say it all the time, too. When something goes bad, you're like, for real?
For real.
So I told Brooklyn, you need to go clean your room. He went, for real? I'm like, I'll beat your ass for real.
He's challenging your authority.
Wait, it's like, in what context? And it's like, nigga, for real?
Well, no, it's like, he's like, for real, dad? I'm like, dude.
For real, dad? Like, you really expect me to clean up this room?
He's watching SpongeBob.
Also, really, dad? You're going to ask me to clean up my room while I'm watching
SpongeBob? And I'll part.
I told you.
But, yeah. So
what did you say after that?
He got an ass whooping after that.
What? You whooped him for that?
Hey,
you didn't whip Brooklyn. I don't think you've ever whipped Brooklyn. You know, he's too cute. Like, I don't think you would hit him.
Don
is co-signing. Don't
say, really? He beat up Brooklyn?
Not beat up.
He likes kids. He'll leave a mark.
Yeah,
he'll come get
that's
me.
True. Gotta be careful when you like
him. When you spank your kids, do you use a belt or your hand?
To be truthful, I really don't hit him. Because sometimes if you take the belt and you grab it, like my daughter, she'll be like, Daddy, I'll never do it again. I promise. Like, all right. Don't do it no more. Bitch, all right. And then she'll do it again. Aww. And then my little crackhead daughter who stays up to 4 in the morning with me. We both stay up to 4 in the morning.
Shout out to good parenting.
She stay up to 4 in the morning chilling.
Yeah.
She watch every cartoon, everything on TV, and she knows all the songs.
So she just has crackhead tendencies, not quite a crackhead. Right. Yet, no, per se.
Real.
Crackhead. Give her time.
Wow.
But that was my weekend. And shout out to everybody that came out and support the J-Spot. J. Anthony Brown's tent and the old school. They partied. Like,
that was the best thing going.
Really? Man. I'm bummed.
Even the bigger, better than the bigger stage.
Yeah. Yeah. And the big stage had all the really big acts on it.
I read online. They said they gave you love. They said you killed it. You did your thing. Yeah. So good for you.
Yeah, you. Where were you at, Claudia?
I went to Vegas on a little road trip with the girls.
Did you get some?
No.
Wow.
You need some?
No, I don't. I'm all set.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
I gathered from the blog.
Yeah, you was doing something.
Blogs.
In Vegas.
Am I on a blog?
Yeah.
I mean, on the, you know,
Twitter?
On Facebook.
Oh, but this, I mean, me and the girls, me and Pam drove out, actually. And then Deanna and Nicole flew out the next day. So I drank a lot, actually.
What did you drink? What's your choice of drink?
Mimosa. I like coconut Ciroc and pineapple juice. I like Moscato with no dose.
Moscato?
Yes.
She said with no dose.
With no dose. And what else?
What does that do?
Vodka? No vodka?
Okay.
What does Moscato and no dose do?
Slow.
Okay.
Yeah, talk slow.
Wine makes you feel like... like frisky, sexy, like
a lady.
You feel good. A lady. It's like a little lady drink, right? Okay. No dose kind of gives, it's caffeine pill. That's all it is. Like when you want to stay awake, because wine makes you sleepy, and I don't want to go out and be sleepy, but I do want to, I want that flirty kind of feeling. So no dose gives you energy. Mm-hmm. So it's what's a combination of a high from the energy, from the
why
caffeine.
Why not just do the Red Bull like they normally do?
Because you crash, because there's a lot of sugar in that.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So, it just makes you feel really good, and you don't have to drink as much. Like, if you have one drink with one no-dose, you feel like on 10. You can dance all night. You get very arrogant. Like, you're really feeling yourself. So that's when I have my funny episodes, is when it's a no-dose and alcohol night. That's gotcha. When my friend's like, man, you're like, yeah, no-dose. So it just makes you sassy. So
you have to share one antic.
One antic?
Yes.
She's looking at Pam.
Yeah, why are you looking at?
I'm trying to think.
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Pam's a center stage all this. Okay,
madness. What club were you at?
The first night we went to the bank, and then the second night we went to Marquee. But they were just all right.
Did you get in free?
Yeah.
You got it like that?
That's called
you
got
to interrupt her with her antics. We got to hear what.
Okay. One of my friends that was with us got really, really drunk and passed out on the bed. So we left the friend alone to just sober up.
The blog said I drink chicken soup.
Chicken noodle Ciroc. That's what I said. So we left my one friend laying on the bed, face down, right?
Mm-mm. Ass up?
It was a dude. Oh. And
way to go, Steve.
All righty.
Fall for it every time. Anyway, so, okay. Me and Pam go in the other room. We're like, we're going to let homeboy sober up. We were like caretakers on this whole trip, though. Like nurses. Seriously. And so, we hear this, like, loud noise. And we hear, oh! And dude is on the floor.
He fell
out. Passed out. And stayed there till the next day, fully dressed. And when we finally got him to roll over the next day, he broke his nose.
No.
So he had a broke nose all night?
He had a broke nose.
Bleeding broke nose?
No. The blood didn't come out, but he had a broke nose.
Wow.
So, and then
explain that shit.
Another friend got missing. Like, it was like the hangover. Like, the first day, someone got missing and left a cell phone, but just was gone for 24 hours.
Girl,
a guy. We were about to call
what kind
the
of
police.
Hang with?
I didn't really know him. He was a friend of a friend. And I called him Blackie. And so on Twitter, I was like,
can't find Blackie.
Blackie's
dark.
Gone. So we had a lot of fun. When Pam gets on the mic, I'm sure we'll talk. Rehash. We had a good time. Nobody got hurt.
I'm
nobody got pregnant.
Pam's still around. That's why I didn't whoop her ass.
And it was good times. And what else happened? Am I missing anything else good that happened?
That was it. Teeter.
Oh, that's all right. Okay.
How was your weekend?
Nothing.
Speedy, taste of soul. I was on CP time. I tried to get there around 3-ish.
Yeah, I called T. He's like, yeah, give me an hour. I said, huh?
Yeah. So I tried to go my original back route, go through the mall and park. Not all those spots were taken.
Yeah.
I tried to go down my other little homeboy street. Not those spots were taken. So I ended up parking in Culver City.
Culver and Crenshaw.
Yeah. Walked all the way back to the event. Calling Speedy. He not answering the phone.
He never does.
Hey,
It's 1,000 people out there.
I was talking to Honey.
So I run into
Honey Hams.
I run into Michelle and the other young lady's name.
Oh, Holly.
Michelle and Holly. I run into them. Where's Speedy at? He back there at the beer garden. And I'm like, where the hell is that at? You know, there's so many people, you can't even move.
Man.
So I say, I'm going to stay right here until he comes this way. Now, all this ass is walking in front of me. Now, they got their DRC, run DRC shirts on. And she's like, TDP, you got to put your shirt on. I will not. I will not.
I can't do that.
So we hook up with Speedy. We go by Harold's and Bell's. They, their little
cart.
The cart.
That was, yeah, little truck.
Line is around the goddamn corner and around that corner. Yeah, oh, man, around the corner. So we post up right there and everything. So it's get like 5:30, 6 o'clock. Speedy getting tired. He got to go home. Kids falling asleep all on the curb. I'm like, Speedy, take your kids home. This ain't no daycare. So I make my rounds now. So I'm walking down the street, and I hear this magnificent voice. I said, oh, my God, that's Brandy Kane. So I'm walking down the street.
For those of you who don't know, Brandy Kane is a RAR legend on the show.
So she got a crowd. You know, she's not on the main stage, but she got a crowd. So I go through the crowd. You know, I show her some love. She showed me some love. I keep it pushing. Now I go down to the where the wave is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Denise Williams.
You saw Denise Williams?
Is singing I Got to Be Free.
Ooh. Oh,
on the
my gosh. Stage. I missed it.
Oh, my. What I'm talking about, crystal clear. You know, all these little young singers pushing their CDs. I'm slapping their shit out their hand. Put that shit down and listen to this lady sing right now. I'm talking about live. Speedy, it's just incredible.
Well, I did a show with her. Go ahead.
I didn't ask you that. But I mean, incredible, incredible. So now we on King now. So the KJLA stage is back on Rodeo. So we making our way back that way. Mm-hmm. Tyrese is on stage. Girls is over there going crazy. I'm tired now.
Did you scream? You scream for her?
No, I was screaming because my feet was hurting. Like I had some stilettos or something. I'm walking up and down the street. So now we got to go. So now we on the back street. It's a cool little dice game going on.
Ooh, dice.
What the hell?
Right behind Walmart's, Walgreens, right there on 39th Street.
I know exactly
right? So my boy like, man, you want to get into the game? I'm like, I don't know. All right, let's go. So we over there gambling for a little bit. Now the little parking dude come by in a little, you know, they got the little electric cars now, right?
Yeah.
So he creep up on us with no sound, no nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all can't be doing that. I ain't gonna put nobody name out there. And he left up his shirt and say, why not? The little electric car said,
Showed him the button.
Man, show him the light bulb releaser. Why not?
Hilarious.
So, man, Taste of Soul, great Jancy Brown. Congratulations, Brandy Kane. Everybody. It was incredible.
Did you meet Mrs. Future TDP?
I saw a lot of potentials out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
some women were like over the top. Like this one girl, she was kind of fluffy. Speedy was liking on her. Speedy said, watch this, T. So she coming Speedy way. You know, Speedy get in the mode. You know, licking his lips. And he got his car max and everything. He put the whole show on. Excuse me, young lady. You know, I have a show. I was wondering if you know you would listen to it. She was like, I don't want your car.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I wasn't giving it to
and,
you.
And Donald came through with his mom.
Oh, you got to meet one of Speedy's conquests.
I met his first baby's mother.
Wow.
And she has stories, y'all, and I'm trying to get her on the show.
Man. Oh, my God. No, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said she got pictures. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We normally take a break here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break.
And
we have a
special
guest in the studio. It's Reach Around Radio.
We'll come right back.
Your Wednesday is Reach Around Night.
We don't do any Reach Around.
Yeah, no Reach Around in there?
No Reach Around.
Yeah, some of the Reach Around people on there, right?
No.
Some of the Reach
fired.
Arounders that came down.
Reach Around got fired.
Okay, cool. Great decision.
Again?
Hey, we're gonna go to, we got one more caller for you. We're gonna talk to, my man's on the line. What's up?
Yellow Foxhole. I heard y'all was listening. Yellow Bottle Tips. It sounds like y'all missed that. Yes. It feels like April Fool's Day. They did what you did in 4 years. In 2 days, the fans love them. That's why they don't name. If you was halfway funny, then you wouldn't hate. Y'all playing softball. Rosie O'Donnell. So better LA Talk Live. Reach around. Look at them now. Look at them now. They just some haters.
caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Chico.
Yo. Let's go! I can't believe these niggas that they talk a trash of each around like they're really in the way. And you know that they really would've never left if you just gave them loyalty and paid them niggas. I can't really wanna stop it. They can't beat them cause they got no topics. And they jokes seem to be a little sloppy. And that's because they got a sorry ass posse. Every time I hear them, it's like another bad case of a wannabe that's trying to beat it on a bad taste. Trying to keep up with the fire, gonna be burning up the base. Reach around, got the flavor, that's why we turning up the base. Then you got the talents going on over the place. Showing you what they got and what they do is on a Thursday. But Connie Bunga, CDP, giving you all the swerve plays. Speedy Hooper, the Amanda Claudia with what race? Yeah, reach around, is the best with 20,000 views on. Then you gotta know what's next, cause they intricate with segments. And I hope you pass it, cause I'm talking about clock, yeah, speedy, TDP, and poet. It's 6 o'clock on the east, 3 o'clock on the west. With some big old double D's, and you know we love them breast. Pam always coming through with the potatoes, come back. Stay tuned if you want it fresh.
Let's go.
Now that you have an introduction to the show, I give you information on everybody because they're frozen. If you wanna make a donation, holler and let them know because the purpose was to retaliate and then expose these sissies and these maggots. They want it so bad, but they can't have it. Love from the Reach Brown crew, cause they know we act like savage.
Reach Around Radio. It's Monday. I'm the Poetess.
It's your boy Speedy with his camera in his hand.
So as you know, last week we broke an exclusive here, and it bought our numbers over 20,000 hits on one show within like 48 hours.
Yeah.
And so our very own Claudia Jordan promised that if we pass the 20,000 mark, she will come. In a bikini.
Oh, I thought you said button.
Calling the Vaseline Village and Baby Oil Brothers to the stage.
DJ Always.
Music, please.
What is this brother doing?
Tired of shit.
She's your queen to be. A queen to be. A queen who do whatever His Highness desires. She's your queen to be. A vision of perfection.
For those of you who are listening out there, Claudia just walked in with a two-piece bikini, and our special guest threw some paper petals.
Paper.
Wow, our camera don't need no water.
Look at Claudia. Uh-oh, y'all.
Come on, have a seat next to me.
Uh-oh. Everybody's weenies are wiggling.
Yes, they are.
Speedy, please hand me my rag, Speedy.
Thank you. Hold on there, pimpin'. Baby oil down. Show your love, Claudia Jordan.
Oh!
Claudia Jordan, a Reach Around Radio legend.
Bucky naked.
Jeez.
I am not mad at you. Man, you sit right here next to me where you normally sit. Don't try to get nowhere different.
Good. Somebody help me, Jesus.
Woo!
Good Lord.
Yeah. Claudia, how do you feel, Claudia?
Violated,
exploited, raped.
I don't know how.
Look,
you
I just
feel,
went out with Mike Tyson.
Okay. Shout out to Mike. Yeah, we got a special guest.
You cute as a motherfucker.
Who care about my hair?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm no guest.
Yeah, you know.
What's up, y'all?
We have a special guest in the house.
In the house, the one.
Thank you for the rose petals being thrown, Johnny Gill.
Yes.
And thank you for coming by.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I couldn't have come by at a better time.
A good song.
Let me give you a proper Johnny intro.
Johnny said, hurry up. The paper's getting cold.
Let's do his intro. For nearly three decades, he's been gracing fans with his powerful and soulful vocals.
Allegedly.
He's giving us hits with Stacey Ladislaw, LSG, New Edition, and as a solo artist. Johnny Gill is back with a new solo album titled Still Winning, his first solo release in 15 years. Please give a warm Reach Around welcome to Johnny Gill.
Oh, it's JG.
JG.
JG to the fellas.
I'm good. Hanging in there.
Johnny
Man,
Gill.
This what a pleasant surprise. I could come up here and do this every day now.
Well, you got to clean that up before you leave.
Well, no.
That's good. Well, that wasn't our idea. That was good.
I told you the paper was getting cold.
That was
hilarious. So, you have a new album out, Still Winning. What? Why 15 years? What was the 15-year break?
Yeah, because nobody called me.
Really? You are one of the most talented vocalists.
You know, it's just I tour all year round, and time really got away from me, and because I'm, you know, all over the country. And I've been doing that for the last 16 years without a record. And to be honest with you also, I'm not big on recording. I hate it with a passion. I've gotten a lot better in the last, in recording this last project because I did most of it at home.
Oh, you got shit at home.
Yeah, so it was I feel like singing today. Not today.
you hate recording? I would never think that.
Hold on. Why do you have to roll though? Huh? I'll take that off?
Yeah.
I did my part, nigga.
Wow. Well, $40,000, I'll take some off.
Don't do it.
Go ahead. Ask
so, me. I mean, you know, it's just been one of those kind of things that I prefer this thing to just, you know, sing live. It's like, that's what I enjoy the most.
Instant gratification? Is that what you like?
Yeah, the recording thing, it becomes a bit redundant, right. And it's just over and over and over. And I'm just one of those kind of singers that I don't record and sing the same thing over again. It just never happens. So, you know, it's like I just go with the flow. It's the feeling.
See, I like the other song, Elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Let's Make Love in the Elevator.
Yeah.
See, I got all y'all, but wow. I got that out, man.
Yeah, that's my two in the morning right there.
They slept on that morning.
You prefer to perform over?
Yeah, perform live. But, you know, it's this time, this process of recording this time was much easier. It was a lot better. And maybe because I'm a little older, more focused, and wasn't trying to get to the clubs. And going, okay, you got enough?
I'm like,
cool.
You got it? I'm out.
I'm on.
But 15 years, that's a really long time. Yeah, but you were able to, you have so much good music already, you're able to use that and still be busy that entire time. I always see you at the airport.
It is truly.
I do. Always have baggage claim. And some random
Louis bag. I got number Louis bag.
All Louis bag.
I saw you in ATL.
Oh, man. Remember?
And he was on. And you know, when you see somebody, you know, and I was like, should I say something? I'm like, hey, Johnny. He's like, hey, Speedy, I gotta go. He had about nine Louis bags. Well, the other dude had nine of them, but he had
no. I mean, you know, it's just I found out, and it's a blessing that I didn't have to record to make a living, and that was the wrong thing to do. Wow. To discover that, because I just I enjoy performing. So,
and you're on the road with whom now? Are you?
I do. There's a lot of dates just by myself. There's a lot of dates with myself and Bobby and Ralph, the his estate. Yeah, and then there's a lot of dates with getting geared up for the new edition stuff as well. So I mean, I'm just all over the place. LSG. I just put on the new, just recorded the new LSG song on the new CD with
They're
myself.
They're continuing with LSG. Although
it's myself, Keith Sweat, and Pop Levert. Eddie Levert.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Pop Levert.
All right.
That's cool.
So what's behind the title Still Winning? And
well, because I've been around for 30 years in the business and, you know, in the last 16, I mean, Claudia knows as well. I've been on, visit her a few times and talking.
Hold on the radio. Cut it out, Speedy. Yeah.
Johnny Gill said you can't kiss.
All lies.
I would never kiss and tell.
Why would, but not in front of you.
But, you know, in all of those 16 years that I've been out just touring, and, you know, I've heard a lot of things that weren't true, and I've heard people ask me, where have you been? Do you still sing? I've heard it all in those last 16 years, and Still Winning was just basically saying that I'm still here. I'm still in the game. I'm still blessed and able to go out here and perform and make new music and put it out here to the world and continue to do what I enjoy doing the most. So that's my definition behind it.
Okay, those are nice questions. I want to know, tell us some groupie stories with New Edition. Come on, man.
Oh, some groupie stories?
Who got the most hoes?
Who got
Bobby Brown.
Who got it in? Did you get it in?
I don't know who got the most hoes, but I know who had the finest ones.
All right. Oh. All right.
And that would be?
Yours truly.
Okay. So, now, how was it going?
Everybody has their, you know, own style, I think, with women. And, you know, I
got mine. But,
and everybody always think theirs is the hottest. You know, everybody's, back in the day.
Right.
But no. There was actually a show, you know, I used to put on a show because, you know, everybody would come to my room and knock on the door going, let's see which one, what is it, let's see who we got this time, because, you know, I used to have, you know, I go from, you know,
you got
Latinos to, I mix it up, you know what I mean?
Midgets, everything.
You know, hey, man, things are fine.
Do you have any, like, stories of, like, you know, he's trying to get to the dirt, so I'll help him out. Like, at the height of it all, when it was just, like, ridiculous, you know? Do you have anything that would, like, blow our minds? Like, what? That happened on tour? Really? Like, I know girls, like, they kind of pretty much... Yeah, they're right.
Well, nothing out of the norm that everybody else would do. I mean, there were nights
I'm not saying that.
Just give us one night, Johnny.
Just give us one night, Johnny.
Well,
Teddy Riley told.
Yeah, he did.
A lot of stories, and he named celebrity names, too.
Wow. So well, we need... I'm definitely not going to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss and tell.
I tried.
But I've had some nights where, you know, and this was in my heyday, so...
Yeah, long time ago.
No judgment. 1900s.
I used to have, you know, my valet guy, who he would just have go and get the girls. It just depends on, you know, how I was feeling when I come in to go to work, and I would just go... Hey man, go get some girls, man. I think I want some company. So you just have them all lined up, like about 20 in a line. So they give them the instructions.
Oh my God.
And the instructions is, listen, Mr. Gill don't want to talk. So, you know.
Oh my God.
Say it again. No, say it with say. I'll do it for you. I'll be the guy. Hey, Mr. Gill don't want to talk. Come in, make it happen.
And you got to rock. You got to. So we.
Great. Grab like your ankles.
It was a.
Wow.
It used to be. I mean, I was in my heyday. You know, I'm not like that anymore. I mean,
now, how was
I got to have dinner conversation.
Speedy, you ask all the questions?
I had this one more. I'm
really excited.
Yeah, I had one more with that. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Going from being a solo artist to going into the group, how was that originally?
Well, it was interesting. I think that going into the group, it was kind of like one of those things where as a vocalist, I knew that's what my strength was. And then dancing was not my forte. And to be forced to have to sing and dance at the same time, it was a challenge. Because
it was a show you did.
Man.
You had to do one of your songs. You was losing your breath when you was singing.
Shoot, man, let me tell you, dancing and singing at the same time, I give all props to Beyonce. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah.
That girl is truly a beast. I've never heard her hit a flat or sharp note while singing and dancing.
Mm.
Don't ask me how she does it, how she do it. I have no idea, but she's truly a beast.
Mm. Now, how was it when you first got into the group? Was there, like, resistance to you, and how was it? Because you were the new kid on the block.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you come in, you know, you're going to have some that's going to, you know, gonna be forward and some wasn't.
Was it Ralph Tresvant?
Lot. Yeah, well, Ralph, not yeah, in the beginning, Ralph.
He was a hater. He hated on
hell
him.
No.
He was,
it was sensitivity.
Yeah,
but you know, it was crazy because that's we became the closest and just bonded especially after a couple of weeks of recording. We just started bonding. I mean, we was just talking about the things that, you know, as vocalists, as entertainers, that things that we wanted to accomplish and things that we saw that could make this group better. And we just kind of, and it went from there.
What group would you happiest in? Like, did you like being the best, like LSG or New Edition, if you had to pick one?
God, that's like saying which one of my family members you like the best. It's like,
oh, your mama.
You know, it's God. They're two different, totally different experiences. I think working with Gerald, I thank God that I had the opportunity to work with him because Gerald is like my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a pleasure, and Keith as well. So it's like, New Edition was just, that's where everything started for me at some point for people to get to know who Johnny Gill was, and I'll always be grateful to that. But those are my brothers, so it's hard to say which one I like the best, but I enjoyed both.
Okay, Johnny Gill, I'm gonna address this. It was two times in my life that I hated you. You know, we all know the famous. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Okay.
And then Johnny Gill coming. I'm like, who in the hell is Johnny Gill? You start singing. Okay, this dude is cool. The second time I hated you is when you started singing with Stacey Ladislaw. That was my girl.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorite songs was Dynamite.
And you
they don't play that song, Dynamite.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs. Yeah. Dynamite.
See, I was standing up on my pimping back then because, I mean, I was nobody when I, clocked that one. I was, you know, still, I was standing up on it.
That's right, John.
Were you guys really childhood friends?
Oh, yeah. More than childhood friends.
Oh, okay.
At the time.
Okay.
Where
she
from?
Was one of my favorites.
Washington. Wait, no. You letting that pass, Speedy? I'm trying to tell us something.
No,
right,
I was just asking where he was from.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you know.
You dated her?
Yeah, we did. And that's what I was saying, you know, early on, even before, you know. I was Johnny, and they was thinking, okay, well, it's because he's Johnny. It was like, no, my game was pretty strong back then, too.
At what age did you have that voice, from day one?
Well, no. It's crazy. When I was probably 11, 11 or 12 years old, before that, my voice was so high that you would have thought it was a girl singing.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, all of a sudden, my voice just
puberty.
Dropped.
Shout out to puberty.
And all of a sudden, it was like, who are you talking to?
What you want me to do?
Because I don't know. I think that first single you guys did, and it was like, who's this dude with the deep voice? And I think you was like, what? When that album or CD came out,
I was
or,
what, 15, 15, I think? Wow. 15, 16, yeah.
Can You Stand the Rain, right?
No, this was before then.
Stacey Lassa.
Yeah.
Now, you've recorded more songs with a group as opposed to solo, would you say?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I'm not even... I don't know. I'm not.
What do you prefer, to perform alone or with a group?
I like both. I like both. I think it gives you it gives you balance. To be able to express yourself as an artist individually is always a great thing. And then to go and be in the group and be able to do what we do, it allows you to be a team player, because it's not just about me. It's about everybody, and we all have to work together. So I think it brings great balance.
Right.
Call us. Call in 323-247-7443. We got Johnny Gill in the studio.
Skype.
What did Lou used to do for you guys? You know Lou? Big Lou? Tall.
Big Lou?
Yeah.
Lusky.
He was just a fan who just would hang out with him and Rick was like really boys. That was his boy. But, you know, we've been knowing him for years, and I think Lou, for them, early on, meeting him was like meeting this star, because remember watching Soul Train, we used to see him on Soul Train, dancing, and it was like, hey, yo,
that's my man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why should fans buy Still Winning? What can they expect from the new album? What's your favorite songs on the album?
They should buy it because the baby needs shoes. And then second of all, no. No, you know, I made a conscious effort with this CD to make sure when you put it on, you don't have to hit skip. And I know everybody says this, especially when you're selling your music. This is money back guarantee. And if you look on my Twitter, you look at the response, the reviews, from Amazon on down, we're number two on the iTunes charts. Wow. It speaks for itself, and that I made a conscious effort to make sure that this is just a solid CD that you can play from the beginning all the way to the end.
Johnny, my cousin Brittany Britto is in your video.
It's in the video.
In the mood,
yes.
And it looked really my cousin Brittany.
Yeah. And she's so beautiful, and she did a wonderful job. First time.
Did you hit?
Did it?
Hey,
can she kiss?
Huh?
Did she hit? Did he hit? That was my cousin. Shut up.
I'm up to the ass.
Boy, they didn't ask that.
Did you hit?
No, I don't deal with.
Did you rub it the right way?
I don't. You know.
Come on, Johnny. Did you rub it the right way?
Let me find out.
No.
I was supposed to be there, but I was stuck in Detroit.
Yeah. My heart. Listen, man, my heart belongs to Claudia, so I can't. I would never do that.
I was actually supposed to do your video.
And
I got
stuck. Right.
You guys reached out. Next one.
So we had to do but
she worked out great.
Job.
And she looked beautiful.
Yes, she did.
Check her out on Twitter.
Yeah, she was cute. She's
beautiful.
Very cute. Yeah, she is.
But the video was really classy, and I like to see a return to that, like the R&B songs. We just got away from that, you know. I'm glad you're back, because people like you kind of like.
You didn't like the big booty ones?
No, but I'm just saying, like, now it's like such a rush to get to the sex part, and it's like they still talk about sex, but they say it in more like. Beautiful way, in a more romantic way that's appealing to women.
So you don't like I'll Beat the Pussy Up?
I don't know. It's actually one of my
Johnny,
favorite
do you like that song?
It's actually my favorite song right
Some
now.
Nights.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep it real.
Johnny, I want
Some nights you just want to get violent, and some nights you just kind of want to slow walk it.
Beat it up.
I wanted to ask you, you've been in R&B for 30 years. What do you think of the new R&B and the new music today?
No, I love it. You know, the one thing that I've often said out, the one thing that I'm conscious of, and I'll know how old I'm getting when you get to a place to where you shut down, and music, all music is a form of art, and it's because I might not like certain types of art, does not necessarily mean that it's not right. So what I try to do is I try to stay open. I look and want to find out what's making people connect with that art. Mm-hmm. What is it that they find that is so interesting and interested in? And I think that those are the things that really help me to keep open, to stay open, and to know that my music, I enjoy doing what I do with my music, and I know there's a lane for it, but there's also other type of music out there that I don't necessarily doesn't work for me.
Right. Let me ask you this. We had Steve from Troop on here.
Steve
Russell. And I asked him the question. I asked you, do you ever think we'll get back or have another male group that'll be like New Edition, like Troop?
Jodeci.
Like Jodeci. Do you think we'll ever see that
Boys
again?
Boys to Men.
Yeah, New Edition.
Mm.
All right.
Are you guys coming out with something?
I'm sure sometime next year.
Wow. Absolutely. Okay.
We just did the Essence Festival in July. It was insane.
Everybody's on board? All six of you?
This was all six of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody sober?
Yeah, well, everybody was sober enough to get the job
done.
All
right, that's good.
I've seen Bobby Brown doing some acting. Do you have any aspirations to act?
Hell yeah, if they pay me.
That's right.
You know, I don't, it's okay. It's a challenge. I like the challenge. But for the most part, holding the mic in my hand is what I enjoy doing the most. The other things I'm open to, but, you know, the hurry up wait thing, it's just sometimes a little bit too much for me. I'm a little impatient. That's why I have this problem with recording, because it's just a little
tedious.
Redundant.
Now, are you on the road every weekend pretty much?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. I like that. Yeah, Johnny Gill in the house. Man, I'm glad you. And you're going to show us some of the new addition moves during the break, right?
Only Claudia's going to take that robe off.
If you show us how to dance, I'll take the robe off.
Okay.
Because you said dance is not your forte, so I'll take one for the team again.
Okay. I'm going to need to check. How come when I ask you for some, you won't take one for the team?
You're broke.
That's Johnny Gill. You're Johnny Grill.
Yes. It's Reach Around Radio. It's your boy Speedy.
I'm the poetess.
Girl Claudia Jordan.
TDP, Mr. 123 Knox, baby.
And in the house,
Johnny Gill.
And coming up, we have Teeter's Sports Ticker on Reach Around Radio.
You ain't going nowhere, right?
No, man, all bitches are the same, just like my hoes. You know, I keep them broke. Wake up one morning with some money to set it to go crazy, you know? I keep them looking good, pretty, and all that, you know, but no dough. When I get a bitch, I got a bitch.
Ooh, right on.
Remember that Mac the Bear?
Yeah.
Tried to steal one of my bitches. Yeah, I called him up on the telephone. I said, hey, man, come on over to the pad and let's rap a taste on it, you know? So when he comes over, I told her to give him a little taste, because he sure as shit wasn't getting none from me. See, that nigga wanted the honey. All we want is the money.
Uh-oh.
You back?
That's kind of dope right there. Okay. Yo, we are back. It's Reach Around Radio. It's your boy Speedy in the house.
I'm the poetess, girl Claudia Jordan.
TDP, Mr. 123 Knox, baby.
Special guest Johnny Gill in the house. But we want to shout out T-Dog. Yeah. He's one of our team RAR. And so we just played the song just before the into the first break. And we want to thank you, T-Dog. We love that.
It's kind of hot, man.
That song, I listened to it at least 7 times.
What?
I think you need to give him some. Here it is.
I heard y'all was missing. Yellow bottle is. It sounds like y'all missed that.
You can pick it up on Breast Tunes. Poetess Breast Tunes.
That's why they don't name. If you was halfway funny, then you wouldn't hate. Y'all playing softball. Rosie O'Donnell. So that's how LA talk live. Reach around. Look at them now.
Look at us now.
We getting paper.
We getting hater.
That was hot. Thanks, my brother.
We getting haters. Shout out to T-Dog. Thank you
T-Dog.
For taking the time to put that together for us. We appreciate it.
Yes, I like the they did what you did in 4 years and 2 days. That's so cute.
You know the lyrics, don't you, Claudia?
I listened to it. Maybe it's more than 7 times.
Do you even? Are you getting some while you listen to it?
What?
Never mind. Just, I like to visually see you do something right.
I have a sex tape.
You said villagely. Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears. You just going to sit there and let T-Dog rap all over you?
Teeter Sports Ticker. Surf's up, dude.
He be Teeter.
Gabriel Medina. Yeah, in surf. Wins the Quicksilver Pro France. Come on, Talibu. 17-year-old tour rookie wiped out Kelly Slater and Juan Wilson to a victory.
You ever surf, T?
Yes, sir. I'm from California, sweetie. Beach
what?
Is right there.
You can surf, yeah.
Bodyboard.
So you hang 10.
I just look like this. I stay down for the twist. All right. In NBA news, don't call me a turkey, but I will be shooting in Turkey. New Jersey's guard, Darren Williams, will play in Turkey for this upcoming season. So likely he's trying to get other NBA players to go overseas and play as well. And in soccer, yes, Barcelona. That's in Spain, Speedy.
You think?
Defender Gerard Perry is out for 2 weeks. In LPG Tour, that's ladies golf,
Nae Young Choi shoots a 68 in Malaysia.
I'm impressed.
In a win over Yang Song. And our top five UFC fighters, ranked number five is Frankie Edgar, and John Jones, Jose Aldo, George St. Pierre, and the number one fighter is who, Speedy?
I don't know.
Anderson Silva.
He is?
He's the number one fighter. Well, number one ranked fighter. And we're remembering Dan Weldon in NAS IndyCar series. He was killed Sunday. In Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So shout out to the whole kart racing family like Rick Mears, Mario Andretti, Filippaldis, Danica Patrick, and, you know, others like that.
Sad day.
Yeah, sad day for that. And in NFL week number six. Sorry, ladies. I know nobody's paying attention to you these weekends and Monday nights, but we got to watch the goddamn game right now. Okay, Atlanta over the Cardinals. Indianapolis is taken down by Cincinnati.
Again.
And Michael Anthony, the owner of, he's a Reach Around Radio team member. His team, the San Francisco 49ers, beat them Detroit boys.
Man, that was a game.
That was a great game. Yeah, great game. The little aftermath between the coaches,
Harbaugh. Detroit started out pretty good, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Crazy.
They almost had action at that game.
They were undefeated until they ran into the buzzsaw of San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. Got took down. So shout out to Michael Anthony and your squad. Let's see here. New York Giants lose to the Buffalo Bills. Jacksonville beats the Steelers. And Johnny Gill team lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, Johnny Gill is a Washington Redskins
fan.
Hey,
don't say that too loud.
So hit him up.
I want a rematch.
You want a rematch? Okay. Next season.
Shout out to the Eagles.
And the Oakland Raiders beat the Cleveland Browns.
Wow. Okay.
Baltimore Ravens take on Houston. Baltimore Ravens win that game. Dallas Cowboys lose to Claudia Jordan's New England Patriots.
New England.
Jerry Jones, get rid of Tony Romo, send him to Cleveland, and get you another quarterback. I'm going to say that
right here.
It was
a good game.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that, Speedy.
No, Tony's whack. I don't like Tony.
Okay, thank
you. Wait a minute, Claudia, you like New England?
Big time New England Patriots fan and Celtics.
Tell them where you're from.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I understand these things, but I'm from D.C. We're going to have to talk.
Johnny Gill gonna have to slap a bitch.
And Chicago Bears over the Vikings of Minnesota.
You see, they took your boy out.
I saw that, Speedy. Yeah, it's bad for McNabb.
His mama left. You know it's bad when your mama leaves.
Yeah. You know, I got these greens on. I'm going home.
They sacked him, and they showed the camera to mama, like, hey, I can't do this. And the next play, he was out of the game.
Exactly. And Monday night, we have the New York Jets taking on the Miami Dolphins. So we will be watching that game a little later on.
At this point, who cares?
Who cares?
Come on, Johnny.
Did you play sports?
Come on, man.
Washington Redskins got
you play sports? Yeah, we used to steal and run.
What?
We used to steal and run.
Johnny, you used to steal?
Were you a criminal, a little thug back in the day?
What?
That's a sport.
Hello, Johnny.
My.
Little badass Johnny.
Do you steal? Johnny Gill is a thief. Do you steal? These pebbles in my hand when I run. Police chase me the wrong way. Do you steal?
You got to do it, Johnny.
Okay, go ahead.
The fight this weekend.
Oh, Bernard Hopkins. I got that.
The older dude.
The fight this weekend. Bernard Hopkins.
Yeah, Bernard Hopkins and Chad Dawson. Chad Dawson, 30-1 with 17 knockouts. Took on Bernard Hopkins, 52-5-2 with 32
I didn't agree with that fight. I was there.
I was mad.
At the Staples Center. You was there?
Yeah, that wasn't good. That
okay, Johnny, give me the report.
That's supposed to really be a no contest.
Yeah, it
for
was.
Some second round shenanigans went down.
Yeah.
And what did you see, Johnny? Good talk to us.
I mean, when Bernard swung and he hit him, or tried to hit him, he actually wound up over on his back.
Okay.
He ducked and he wound up, and then Chad just threw him. Like, I mean, he just
picked him up by his
legs. Picked him up, like, you know, but he almost touched the legs, but he didn't. And he just kind of lifted him up and kind of threw him off of him. And it was like he went down and. I was like, when I saw him point the shoulder, I was like, oh, no.
He supposedly dislocated his
And the
shoulder.
Referee for that fight was Pat Russell, who did not
call a foul
in that fight.
What about the older cat before that, the undercard?
Oh, Dewey?
Dewey. He won this fight. Yeah. Well, I won't say he was nice. I think it was nice they gave him an opportunity. But I mean, I hope that was his first. Denzel be his last.
He sounded like Denzel. He said it was. He said he just wanted to do it to show that he could have been that guy. Yeah. Thank you, Tita. But his thing was he wasn't trying to do this long term. He just wanted to prove to himself and to people around him that he could do it.
Tell him job well done.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been Teeter's Sports Ticker.
Do you steal
these pebbles in my head when I run? Police chase me the wrong way. I want to be on that remix, Johnny. Yeah, I want to be on that remix.
All right, we have a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
What's
your name?
Who's this?
What's your name?
This is Don Amici.
Hey, Don Amici.
Oh, Claudia, you're in trouble now.
Yeah. I mean, does Don Amici got a stalker chick to get a return phone call or something?
Oh, my That's God. Usually how it goes.
Totally your delivery. Totally your delivery.
I mean, what is it?
I'm sorry.
Don Amici, you picked the wrong day to be hostile. She has on a two-piece bikini right now.
Yeah.
Well, take it off or something.
I did. I just rose on the show.
This is Don Amici from KGLH.
KGLH.
Yeah, how you been, Don Amici?
I got a question for Johnny. They wouldn't let me ask him when he came over here.
Hysterical.
Johnny. So can we talk about, like, when I first got back to L.A., the first thing I always heard was that, like, these gay rumors.
What the hell?
Can you address that for me? Because I heard that, Eddie Murphy, Barry Bonds, y'all used to hang out together. I'm like,
Barry, it was me, Eddie, Barry, Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray. The list went on and on. And it was like, you know, hey, man, you need to
start cutting. Where does this come from?
Your guess is as good as mine's, and it's been going for years. At one point, I had to stop and look and go, what shit? Is something going on? I don't know.
You don't know about
that. Shit. But, you know, I mean, hey, and I don't feel. I was really offended by it, and then as time went on, you started looking at it. It's like from Puffy to Neo to everybody's gay. So I just figured, well,
Jamie Foxx, Speedy,
I guess everybody.
Liberace. Yeah.
Now, I mean,
Speedy,
you know,
threw his name in there. Like,
I was gay.
No,
but
like,
hey,
you're
he
up
was.
There with them.
I am
like,
a good
you're an A-lister.
You know, you think after a while it's so absurd, especially when you know the truth.
Yeah, right,
you think
okay, eventually. Come out if you let me. That's why you didn't turn a phone call.
Oh, my God. Oh, goodbye.
Well, that's my woman, man. I mean,
do you really think that's the reason why?
We gotta duke it out.
You're a lesbian,
huh,
Claudia?
No, but I'm saying, like, because I didn't call him, he's calling me a lesbian. Like, do you think that's the reason why I didn't call?
She don't call me either, dog, so don't feel bad.
Don Amici. God.
Hey, you should see her right now. She's got on bathing suit, man.
Two-piece. No biscuit.
Man, I'm stuck right now.
Stomach's on fire.
Beautiful.
Well, you came on.
I'm going to still be waiting by the phone.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Don't hold your breath.
So you came on my radio show, and we actually talked about these rumors before.
Yeah,
and you were very you were annoyed because you said you have a son that you raised, and you're tired of it, and it's like that's offensive to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And it's not just because. Listen, I think let me just clear the make the you know the set the record straight.
Speak on it.
I don't care whether you call me gay, whether you call me a thief, whatever you call me, and it's not true. It's offensive, and at some point. To have somebody accusing you of something that you're not, it's like, it's not just about because it's just being gay. It's like, hey, I don't care what it is, whatever that is. It's like, hey, you come here fucking with me, you can get your ass whipped, and I'll be whatever the fuck you want me to be.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about, Johnny. That's what
by
R&B
singer. He's a gangster.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, just keeping it real. I mean,
are you amazed at, like, all the false stuff that goes out? Because, like,
I'm baffled.
He's a star.
You know, because when I first started working with Foxhole and Jamie Foxx, I used to hear, like, a lot of rumors out there that I was actually there at some of the stuff that they were speaking on. And it was just, like, flat-out lies.
Yeah.
Like,
And people buy into it, and it goes, and it doesn't stop. It's not like they go, okay, we know it's not true. It's like they just carry this shit on. And it's like at some point, you go, hey, you motherfuckers are being clowns.
You
and somebody's
your
like,
your other friends that you mentioned that are also included in this rumor, like, how do they deal with it? Like Eddie Murphy and Barry Bonds. Like,
I think their attitude is like, I don't give a fuck. Really? That's what their attitude is. And for me,
they laughing all the way to the bank.
Hey, that's what it's really all about.
Let's stay away from that. Now, you said you have a son. How old's your son?
He's 5.
Now, you want him to sing, or do you think he has the vocals?
Man,
or?
He wants to play. I mean, he's playing football, and I'm like, man, come on.
Future Redskin?
I'm like, man, why don't you touch this mic, man? This is a lot easier. You know what I'm saying?
Would
like,
you want your child to go through, I mean, because being an entertainer in this business is really rough.
I don't know what's more brutal, this entertainment business or being out there on the field getting crunched up and fucked up, getting concussions, yeah, and yeah, I don't know.
Right.
It's a catch 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, whatever he wants to do, I have to support him, and that's the main thing. Just I want him to be somebody. I want him to have some goals. I want him to know and understand that I mean, I've dealt with, you know, since he's been a month old. I have to. I mean, I think when Claudia, you saw him once. I mean, I had just gotten him
really
from
cute.
DC, and, you know, I have to do. I was just doing the daddy duty thing by myself, and it never stops. And I want to continue to be a great father and lead by example.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good dad too.
So,
do you plan on having any other kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm.
Anybody pregnant right now?
Well, she might. No, I don't think
she is. Johnny, Claudia's ovulating.
Yes, very much so.
Just checking.
Huh? Well, you know, I've
eggs are dropping.
You know, Claudia just keeps, you know, stalling and stuff with me.
Oh, okay.
And I've been like,
keep
you know,
real,
I didn't say, I mean, I wrote many, many, many songs for her, and none of them seem to work. Shit, I'm going to keep writing. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep writing.
Sooner or later. There you go.
That's normally my way. That's my way in.
I love the voice.
That great song is the key.
Well, we have right now Johnny Gill in the house on Reach JG. Around Radio, and we're going to take a quick break, and we are going to come back with Claudia's Guess What Race.
You got to stick around for that.
On Reach Around Radio.
You got to clean up this too.
LATalkLive.com.
Skype.
Want to have me call you? Pick up the rope.
So do I. Did you see each other apple in my TV eyes?
I had waves in. I had a little wave with the bean pie split part of the side.
Did you wear polka dot?
Oh, yeah.
You wore polka dot.
Oh, yes. I was coming on. I was Kwame.
You had the Chess King outfit?
With some Regal shoes on. Yeah. You don't know about that. It's your boy Speedy. Welcome back to Reach Around Radio.
I'm the poetess.
It's your girl Claudia Jordan.
Teeter. And also in the house, Johnny Thrills.
Johnny Thrills. Okay. New album.
You know, my label is called J Skills Records.
Okay.
No, I didn't know that. Skills. Yeah, that's my nickname, Skills.
Okay. Right. What are you skilled in?
Mm-mm. Everything.
Be careful.
I do it all. I do it all. That's why they said they call me Jay Skills, because, you know.
You can't double dutch.
Huh?
Can't double dutch.
Nah, I can't double dutch.
You can't do it all.
New album in stores.
I can give you 2,000 push-ups.
Still winning.
Uh-oh.
Okay. 2,000?
Uh-oh.
He's in shape.
2,000?
Yeah, I'll do some this week, next week, and then some later.
I can do more push-ups. Hilarious.
Hold on. Johnny, I could do more push-ups than you.
Man, I got a dislocated shoulder that's still rocking.
I don't even see how you could believe that.
I could do like 2,000, but I can just do them like one, you know, this week, next week, probably the following weekend.
Sound like my
day afterwards.
Hilarious.
My workout regimen. Now I can get my push-up on though.
I used to get like.
You're not talking about the ice cream.
150.
Speedy, I'm sorry.
Any day, Johnny.
I don't believe
it. Any day.
You guys want to have a competition right now?
No, he said his shoulder hurt.
No, I might. I'm working with this. I dislocated my shoulder about a month ago. That's why I knew
he's
when
he wanted. Right.
I'm telling you, when I saw Bernard and I saw him, he was trying to move and he kept pointing to his shoulder.
Okay.
I looked immediately. I said, oh, shucks. He dislocated his shoulder. I knew immediately.
Okay.
Let's try it again, Johnny.
Now, if I got to do this for Claudia now, I'm going to go. I'll break my arm off.
Let's like
whoever arm can fall off, and I'll be worth every bit of it.
Whoever do the most get a date with Claudia.
Okay.
You're pretty doggone confident, Speedy.
Because I know I got to push up Johnny Gill.
Come on, man.
Uh-oh. They ain't by the bell.
Yeah, literally. You've been out with me then.
Well, that sound can only mean one thing.
What's that, Claudia?
It's time for our game show.
What's that?
It's called
what? Mm-hmm.
Guess
What Race.
Shout out
to Explain to the people who first time listening.
It's our game show in which I read five news stories.
Five.
Give you some details.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to try to guess the race. The suspect. You ready, Johnny Gill? You going to play with us?
Yeah.
All right.
I can already tell you if they're suspects. I can tell you who they are.
All right. Here we go. Police said a father stabbed his son several times.
Johnny Gill. Oh, my bad.
Possibly over a can of lima beans.
Oh, my God.
A man is facing attempted murder charges. Mm. Police say when they arrived, they found the victim suffering from multiple stab wounds, and he underwent emergency surgery to save his life. Police said the suspect told them he had accused the victim of stealing some personal belongings, including a can of lima beans. He then became angry and stabbed the man several times with a folding blade pocket knife. Hmm. Sources say the father was on medication. It was just a little bit off. Guess what race? Johnny
black,
Gill.
Black. Black is all black. Only black people like lima beans.
Okay.
Dead giveaway.
That's a dead giveaway.
Final answer, Johnny Gill.
Yes, yeah, final answer.
All right, POTUS.
I'm going to say Latino because of the beans and the switchblade.
Wow. Double whammy. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to straddle the fence and go DeAndre Sanchez. Puerto Rican.
So black and Puerto Rican. Okay. All right.
TDP.
I'm going to go Sweetanese.
Sweetanese.
Where's that located?
Sweden.
Okay. Everybody's locked in? Final answers?
Locked in. Yep.
All right. The man who really loved his beans was a 54-year-old black man named
Thank you very much.
All right.
Come on. How y'all can not know that? Come on. Beans?
Wow. The lima beans threw me off. You just said black
beans. That's down south.
I don't like black beans.
I hate lima beans.
Okay. Beans are very good for you, by the way.
Yeah.
Clearly, he doesn't like beans.
You're like a bean bag.
Okay, next story.
My friends.
Police have arrested a man they say presented an indecipherable bank robbery note to a teller. Means they couldn't read it. A man walked into a bank branch and gave the teller a deposit slip with a note written on it. Mm. Police said the teller could not read the note because it was so sloppy and handed it back to the would-be robber and asked him to rewrite the note. The man fled the bank on foot. Troopers say the police officer saw the suspect and took him into custody. The man has been charged with attempted murder, robbery, and is being held on $2,000 bond. Guess what race?
Black.
Wow. He's consistent. He's got to hesitate a little bit. Right? Got to sell it. Keep the brothers a minute.
So black. Okay. Locked in? All right. Any particular reason or just because that's what we do?
That's what we do.
Okay.
It was scribbly. It was all, couldn't read the handwriting.
Black. Black. Okay. Oh, it is.
He's in right.
Didn't go to school. Black.
Oh, damn.
I'm just joking. Just kidding. Sounds good to me.
My.
Do you feel?
I'm going to go with Caucasian on
Caucasian.
That one.
Okay. Caucasian. Speedy.
Uneducated Caucasian?
Wow.
Yeah.
You can understand his
writing?
Yeah,
they're out there.
Ooh, that's a stretch.
I'm going to go a border boy. So I'm going to go...
What?
Rico Sanchez, border boy. So
okay.
Mexican.
Okay. TDP.
I'm going to go with Chileanese.
Chile.
Where is that? That's in Chile.
Okay. Everybody's locked in?
No.
You change your mind?
You change?
I think Mexican, too.
Oh, okay.
You going to leave
I'm with you.
You going to leave
black
folks?
Guess something against the black and brown, huh?
No. But I think Mexican.
They can't write either?
Well, you know. But you see how frustrated dude got? He said, please give me money.
M. I'll just put M and a dollar sign.
So Mexican?
Yeah, don't tell Mexican. Yourself, Speedy.
Oh, that was me?
Okay.
I say Mexican.
All right, ready?
Final answer.
Everybody's locked in.
Locked in, loaded.
The bank robber with the horrible handwriting was a 40-year-old white man named Thomas J. Love of Newcastle.
J. Love!
Yes.
What?
White boy.
What?
Yeah.
I got that one right.
There you go, POTUS.
That was your other half speaking
you
for you, POTUS.
You got to be kidding me.
What is the world coming to?
I'm telling you.
White folks can't read or write.
Hey, they got some white niggas out there.
Okay, this one's a tricky one now.
Yeah.
A suspected serial pooper has been arrested and released from jail.
Shit.
He was booked shortly after midnight, and he faces 5 misdemeanor charges of trespassing on school property, each which carries a fine of $500 bond. On 5 occasions, someone left feces outside the same classroom. After the fourth time, police set up a surveillance camera. Friday, the fifth incident happened, and the camera worked, catching the man taking a shit in the school property. Detectives tracked him down after reviewing the video of the man dropping a load. Guess what race?
How did they catch him?
What race is Mark Anthony?
Wow.
Shots fired.
Hey, listen, if I lost J-Lo, I'd be shitting everywhere.
Clean up on L3.
Oh, wow.
Bloody hell.
Wow. You'll be back. I think Mark Anthony is Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
Puerto Rican. Love it. I love it.
Did you say Shitta Rican?
Wow, okay.
Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony, okay. Notice?
Apparently you're not going to Miami next week. That's a shit.
This is going to be gross, but I'm going to admit this. I'm going to say black because I live in the hood and I be saying shit.
There ain't no dogs nowhere.
Like all the time?
There ain't no dog poopy.
Occasionally, too many times. I'm going to go with black.
Is that llama beans?
Okay. Speedy?
I'm going to go with Billy Bob.
Billy Bob? Okay.
Billy Bob.
TDP?
I'm going to go with Hong Kongians.
And where's that located?
In Hong Kong.
Okay. All right. Everybody's locked in?
Yes.
Hong Kong.
Okay. What'd you guys say again? Answer?
He said Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. Yeah. Mark Anthony. Yeah, Mark okay. POTUS?
White. I mean, I'm black.
Speedy?
I said white. Billy Bob.
White.
Hong Kongian.
Okay. Ready? All right. The nasty Duke here was a 23-year-old white man named Kenneth Martin Sorsoni.
Wow.
Wow. Kenneth, thank you. Who would keep
what
going back?
The hell? What is the world coming to?
I'm telling you.
What?
Probably the same white one wrote
are
that
you saying white folks are losing their minds?
Yes.
It's a shitty world.
Okay. Wipe that on your pizza.
Was that number four? Okay, last one. Okay, ready? Police believe a man captured on video surveillance footage may be responsible for cutting the buttocks of five women in retail stores while they're shopping.
My bad.
Investigators believe the man follows young women into retail stores, cuts them, and slips away.
Wow.
Officers,
like razor blade cut?
Hold on.
Okay,
officers man. Responded to the Forever 21 store, and an 18-year-old suffered a 1.5-inch wound in her buttocks. The victim was shopping when she noticed clothes had fallen from a rack behind her. She then saw a man bending down to pick them up. She abruptly felt a sharp pain and believed one of the hangers had struck her. A short time later, she discovered her denim shorts had been slashed and she was bleeding. Store employees quickly contacted the security, who summoned the police. In each case, the suspect distracts his victims before cutting them. The victims have all been women in their early teens or 20s. Guess what race?
Sound like that's Jeffrey Dahmer's cousin.
Danny Dahmer.
I'm just going to have to say white. Dahmer.
White. Okay.
Okay.
POTUS?
I'm going to say black.
Black? Mm. Any reasons?
Because black men have a fixation on ass.
That's true. This is true.
Oh, titties. Yeah.
Titties.
Didn't think about that, but you're
white
right.
Boys are tit men.
I'm going to go that's with colonizer.
Colonizer. White. Okay. TDP.
I'm going to go with Denmarkanese.
All right.
Located?
That's in Denmark, Europe.
All right. Fellas? Okay.
Stupid.
The man who likes to stab the ass up is described as a 20-year-old Hispanic man.
Wow.
5'6" and in his late 20s.
Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony, you won.
I
you got that one.
He's mad because J-Lo's ass is gone.
This has been another edition of
Guess What Race.
Now, Johnny, I'm going to put it out there. You know Mark Anthony think he can throw them things.
I'll whip his ass. Get out of here.
Are you kidding me?
Go to our blog.
He's only about 125, about a buck 25.
Yeah, buck 25.
Soaking wet?
Mm.
Are you kidding?
R&B beef. I love it.
I got $3 on Johnny Gill.
I like Mark Anthony, man. I'm sorry. That's what a loss, man. You got my condolences. That's a hell of a loss. Trust me. I understand. But, you know, shit. It happens, man.
Have all that ass drive off in a Fiat.
Man.
You silly.
That little Fiat is kind of nice.
What's the world coming to?
Mm.
What you driving now, Johnny?
Huh?
What you driving now?
Convertible Volkswagen Bentley.
I was listening closely. I was like, what?
Volkswagen Bentley?
Yeah, that's a 1 year only.
I got that. I got an 83 Benz.
Well, you were really good in the Guess What Race game.
Yeah,
although you do blame blacks for a lot of crimes.
I'm just telling you, being honest. Like, what do you want me to do? That's why I won.
Mark Anthony gonna whoop your ass. Mark Anthony gonna whoop.
I can't do this.
Johnny, where can they find you? You're on Twitter, actually. You're on Twitter.
That or even over J-Lo's.
Oh! Right. This joke's
do you feel
this jokes? Johnny J-Lo.
Who shot the song?
Wow.
J-Lo, if you're listening, Johnny Gill would like to go out with you.
I'm almost a married man. I can't do that, but I mean, she'd like to be my woman on the side. That's cool.
J-Lo as a side piece. Johnny Gill going hard.
Once again, Johnny Gill's new album, Still Winning, is available now everywhere.
Yes.
And we want to thank you so much for
hanging
out.
Thank you.
You're
so
a great guest. Thank you for finally coming by.
Yes.
You got to clean up.
Thanks for having me.
I know, huh?
We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with and Dumb with Speedy on Reach Around Radio.
Oh, this is going to be funny.
My song. This is what I play right before I go to sleep.
And Johnny Gill has left the building.
Take the paper with you.
He was great.
Yo, Reach Around Radio. We are on another level. It's your boy, Speedy.
Did you say another bevel?
I'm the poetess.
Girl, Claudia still in a bikini, Jordan getting pimped out.
TDP, Mr. 123 Knox, baby.
So smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Like your goddamn toothpiece.
Yeah. It's actually a J-Lo bikini.
I didn't know you were that fine. Really?
What do you mean that fine?
Because I tease her all the time because I know Claudia, and that's probably why.
Here we say.
Other guys are calling me like, dude, you hooked me up with Claudia, right? I'm like, right. For real? You really want to meet Claudia?
You always say, I was so skinny and stuff.
No, you are borderline dime piece.
Borderline?
Why? Borderline, man. What's the bitch going to do right here?
Because she can't take over my fluffy section. Like, the fluffy girls, like Jill Scott, always going to be
so
my.
So you saying
piece.
She's a nickel and four pennies?
What's going on here?
Nickel and four pennies, okay.
Well. Yeah,
What?
Speedy!
Yes?
Could you read us an urban dumb story, please?
Would you read us a urban story, please?
All right, get it ready then. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's time for you boys. It's urban dumb.
What?
Who puts the and dumb?
You, apparently. Wow. Big up. This nigga changed.
Because I'm hyped up. I'm hyped up.
How do you mess up your own segment? You mess up your own segment.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
Speedy Words are brought to you by the Joe Lewis Reading School. Classes are now closed.
So what it is, I look, and it's not very hard to find.
Okay.
Dumbass criminals, just dumb people in the world.
Okay.
Everybody think I'm dumb, but trust you, boy.
No, we don't think it.
We know firsthand.
Well, a crew of young robbers who have been robbing houses and taking jewelry and taking everything.
Okay.
Broke into a house, and they stole the owner's father's cremated remains and his two dogs.
Concentrate, Speedy.
Cremated.
Claudia has a robe open, and this dude can't concentrate.
So anyway, so they stole the urn.
Lord.
They stole the urn hounds. That had the father.
What are you talking about right now?
With your ass. So anyway, they steal the urn.
Okay.
The ashes of the owner's father and his two dogs.
So they stole two urns.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they get it. They're thinking it was cocaine.
In the urn.
I don't know how you could.
Hey, they
white
did.
Ashes.
They got to wherever they was. They started smoking and snorting it up, and finally realized that these were ashes.
Oh,
went
my
to a
God.
Lake and tried to pour it out. End up getting busted.
They smoked Lassie.
Smoked him and snorted him. I don't know. And so they're in jail now.
Wow.
How
that
dumb
was
are
some,
you?
That is.
Yeah, that's some right
yeah.
there.
That's no. This one is probably the best. This is one of the funny stories. A man fires his lawyer.
Okay.
Because he feels he wasn't
doing a job,
doing a great job. So he figured, I'll take over. I got this. So in the process of cross-examining.
Crocker pot.
Watch it. Third time the charm.
One of the witnesses in his case, he actually robbed a store. So now he's cross-examining the lady who he actually robbed.
Uh-huh.
Gets mad at the lady and says, outburst. He gets mad, jumps up and says, you're lying. I should have shot you in the head. When I should have shot you in the head. That's what he said.
Okay.
Catches himself and goes, if I was there.
Yeah. And he said this in court?
In court.
Wow. Said,
wow.
If I was there, I would have shot him.
Guess what, Ray?
No! Needless to say, he was found guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, he was found guilty. Yeah,
that's an armor right there.
He's a dumb person. All right. A lot of robbers. Somebody, you'll like this story here, Claudia. Some young cats broke into a hair salon and stole $1,000 worth of hair weaves.
Damn.
It was caught on camera. They tried to come back within the week and resell the weave back.
Oh, hell no. Okay, now what is $1,000? What does $1,000 worth of weave look like?
Is that a lot?
Well, that's like one or two.
It's probably
right?
about 5 pounds.
No, no,
if it's decent hair, like you can get like a few. I don't know how many ounces you
like
get.
Like that Malaysian gold.
You can get like a bag of it for like. Oh, look at TV. No.
No, because they had a booth at the thing.
You was gonna buy some.
No,
right,
no way out of this.
I thought it was a food line. And then when I looked, I saw the hair. I saw Malaysian gold hanging up. And it was a lot of girls.
So is that a lot?
$1,000 worth of hair? That's a decent amount. But you can actually buy. No, it's not like a lot for like a lot.
Well, they tried to sell it back to them.
Yeah.
And that's how they got caught because they were caught on the camera.
Okay.
How dumb can you be? Apparently that dumb. No, I like the story here. A woman in Cincinnati was arrested.
In what city?
Cincinnati. Okay. Was arrested for trying to pass off a bad check at a police credit union.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much was it for?
They didn't say the amount, but she was arrested for trying to pass a bad check.
Some dumb people in that segment.
She actually walked into the credit union and tried to get. She said she needed money to buy drugs.
Wow. Damn. Shout out to honesty.
Last but not least, in California, a man who was stealing from his job, tire shop.
Okay.
They didn't know who it was, so they set up cameras. This dumbass pulls in with his truck. He's actually a plumber on the side. Mm-hmm. And on the side has his name and phone number.
Wow.
So after he loaded up all the tires, he would bounce. So when he came to work the next day, come on, pimp. Come on back here.
Oh, shit.
And he went to jail.
So it was Johnny Gill's plumbing. On the
And he was arrested. And that is...
They put the in dumb.
Say it again, Tina.
Uncle Speedy.
Yes.
Would you tell us the and dumb story, please?
I need to film that.
That is actually hilarious.
Funny. Good stuff, Speedy.
Thank you. Thank As opposed you. To how you felt about me last week.
Wow.
Not on Mondays.
No, you sent me a letter saying, nigga, get your energy together.
Oh, I did tell you that.
Hilarious.
I see you didn't read it.
Oh,
shit.
That's what they've been waiting on.
Oh, Lord. Scrambled eggs and Pam. Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Who is it, y'all?
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
One more time. Who is it?
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Get your eagle off. Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up, y'all?
Give me some, Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Wait. First of all, I have to say this. I was in the studio with New Edition around the same time.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying.
No, please. Do share.
Okay.
You did them all.
Well, not me. My girl did. Let's see.
The girl inside you.
it was my keyboard player in the band. She did Mike and Ronnie. Said Ronnie was better. Mike was kind of like, eh. And then also, we hung out with him all the time. And Ralph used to, like, harass me for Bud. Like, harass me. Like, I was kicking it with, like, I don't
Are
know.
You
probably
trying to say he's a crackhead?
She said Bud.
Just say, I said Bud.
I'm sorry. Allegedly.
Like, I was at somebody's house. I want to say it's probably somebody from Mint Condition. I don't know. But anyway. One of these groups. Who knows? But he got my roommate, one of the girls in the band, to come over and find me to get him some weed. Like, he was hounding me for the weed. And let me just say this. Johnny never looked at any of us. Never said nothing. Boo. So I said, do you remember us? Like, you know, I said, you never said nothing. Like, nothing. I mean, at least everybody else was trying
still
to hit somebody.
Still didn't remember.
No, he sort of, he remembered the, you know.
Session.
Yeah, he remembered the, you know, being there and stuff. But I was just saying, Johnny never looked at anybody. Just saying.
Okay.
It was all going. Just saying.
Oh, God.
We are the world. We are a family.
What you got for us today? Because you know last week was fire.
The pressure's on.
Fire.
Definitely.
Cracker.
Definitely.
I'm talking with the R at the end.
Yeah. Fire.
Capital R.
Fire.
Well, okay.
It was fire.
This is what we're going to do.
We're going to send you guys to the blog page, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to tell a story about an R&B singer's parent or father. I'm just going to say father, fuck it. And basically, he's into asses.
Allegedly.
But a lot of guys aren't asses.
Yeah, well, you mean touching them, right?
Yeah, boy.
Looking
no.
at them, right?
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that. Basically, one of my, I mean, he was actually a family member of mine, used to mess with this R&B singer's dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say who's married. Basically, he led her on in the way of saying, like, you know, he can help her career and, you know, whatever. So she messed with him a couple of times. So this one time, she's at a hotel in Atlanta, and he's like, basically telling her that she's going to stick something in his ass.
What?
Oh, so he
likes to receive it.
Yes. I thought you said.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hold on.
This is kind of interesting.
Did he do what? Make sure I got this right. He liked to be.
Yeah, he liked
face down.
Yes, he
ass
liked,
up.
So she was like crying and really upset. Like, you know, he was adamant about it. Now, this is a relative.
You take that pickle.
Right. And so basically what happened was, so she gets upset and she kind of locks herself in the bathroom because she's scarred and, you know, nobody's
traumatized.
And so the R&B singer calls. So that's her escape. So she has a chance to get out. Like, you know, she's like, I got to leave. You know, he's not going to be like, yo, bitch. I mean, come back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. So she ends up leaving, and so like a couple of days later, she calls because she's kind of like, well, damn, you know, he said he was going to help me. Maybe I can like make this up.
Stick this.
How bad is anal? Yeah, how bad is anal anyways?
Right.
My question is, did he already have like the dildo already on deck?
He had everything on deck. I mean, she had messed with him, I'm saying, like two or three times before.
He had no Vaseline, though. No. I don't need it.
Won't this hurt? Nah, I got it.
So
we're going to put up on the blog. Wow. 3 or 4 potential
alleged.
No,
so he didn't want to give her anal. He wanted to receive.
He wanted to receive it. That made it even worse.
I know when you originally told me the story, I thought it was the other way around.
Well, of course.
Can I throw in a question on that?
Because
we just had a conversation about this maybe a week
ago.
Not you.
Thank
you. Amongst some other friends.
I'm glad I did.
That now that seems to like kind of be the norm that men want women to. Use a dildo.
Yes.
Because they're not with another man, is that gay?
I don't know, because here's...
Is that gay?
Who are you asking?
It's still sex between man and woman, but the woman is penetrating the guy. Is that gay?
I would be suspicious for sure. I would be like, nigga.
Oh, whoop your ass.
I have a friend that penetrated a male R&B singer with a strap on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to give you that story.
Is he gay?
No.
He is now.
he does.
I was a man yesterday.
He does things that are suspects, and he's like a freak and it's a cross dressing and all that, like when he's with his girl.
And they gonna rape that nigga.
But he's
receives
DJ always.
Receives, I would be uncomfortable if my man wanted that.
So we're gonna put up.
I had
somebody
just ask me that recently too.
So on the blog,
for you to penetrate them?
We're gonna put 4 names. One is true.
One is definitely a true one, yes.
So one of you got 4 people to pick from on this name.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if
do we want to say them now or do we want to just
know? Oh, we know one of them is Speedy.
Okay.
No, we'll lead them to the blog after the show.
Hysterical.
But then I wanted to add in today a quick little thing I got.
A quickie? You want to give us a quickie?
Yeah.
All right, give us a quickie.
Apparently, I got a dick list today of celebrities. Oh, I'll say athletes. And, you know, what they're into. So I'm just going to read a couple and you guys can comment. The first one is allegedly, I'm saying this allegedly, Floyd Mayweather, they said he will try to stick it in with a condom.
Without a condom, right?
Yeah, without a condom, sorry.
What's wrong with
T.O.
But how big? Did they say how big?
No, they just said, you know, they're just with their little thing is.
Okay.
T.O., they said he's got the community dick.
Damn.
What is the community?
That means like everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
The rec room, come on in.
Yeah, come on in.
play ping pong with me.
They said Devin Thomas, limp dick with baby mama drama.
No, I refuse to believe that. He is so fine. I refuse
Devin
to believe
Thomas.
That.
What does that sound
like? He is a football player. He's all talented.
You remember the dude was on a boat with Speedy?
He's super fine. Ladies, look him up, Devin Thomas. Damn, I feel like I'm sweating.
Paul Pierce, into nasty sex, threesomes, and more.
Not my Celtic guy.
Yeah. I love Paul Pierce.
Yeah, I do on the streets of Ingle.
They say Shaq, tiny dick, but gives great head.
Speedy?
I've always heard that about Shaq, but do we take in consideration his size?
I mean, it seems like he's like, would
his
though.
Penis look
now.
Like a regular penis on a shorter guy?
So
like,
if he was
I know what you're saying, like in proportion,
all
relative. But if it's girls that have been with them, it wouldn't matter. Like they're going by how they felt when they got it, right? You still have, that's why I use the potato measuring system because you know, like it's not based on in relative to their body. It's you're measuring one, two, three potatoes, one potato, two potato, or one potato.
Hilarious.
I don't think so, my wife.
I'm just gonna give one more because I have so many, and then like next time I'll do R&B singers or something like that. But
wow,
they said, "Oh, this is a trip." Now I don't expect this from Ray Allen. They saying that he is a serious, serious freak.
Really?
Yeah. He just seems like I know. I don't know what's going on with your Celtics, Claudia. They saying that he's like a serious, serious freak out there.
Any details?
How we get down and
allegedly.
Allegedly.
What about Ralph Sampson? You got anything on
that? Yeah. But there's more, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
Peter, why would you want to know?
That was just a random name.
I'm like,
I almost said the same thing. What?
Hey,
catch myself. Pretty good, fam. So, so the main one is on the blog.
Yes.
Tell it one more time.
Basically, this R&B singer's
dad
is into receiving anal sex.
Wow.
And we'll give you four names to choose from.
Uh-huh.
And you pick the alleged.
Yeah.
And then next week we'll let you know how they did.
Yeah, we'll give the stats.
Yeah, on Thursday we'll give the stats. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so this is like the puzzle in the back of the newspaper.
Have you ever tried to?
I get three or four right.
That puzzle is a. That's a beast.
Pam, did you have a good time this weekend?
I had a blast.
How about last night?
Did you get some?
Yeah.
Can we put another egg? Hold on. See? I told you. We put another egg on the fire. What's going on, Pam? What happened in Vegas?
I didn't get any in Vegas. No, I did not. But I got cussed out. I got stalked. Okay, we're like, we probably got, the whole weekend, maybe about 3 or 4 hours sleep.
Apparently
total.
It was windy in Vegas because your hair.
Yeah, my shit was fucked up. Like, seriously, it was like an afro. Down,
Damn.
Did y'all go by the money, man?
Come over, I'll fix it for you.
Whatever.
You do whatever. You do hair now, Speedy.
If you come by the house, I will.
Put some of that Brillo cream on his face.
Put some of that baby batter in your hair.
Oh, God.
Get some protein up in that piece. That's what you need. I will take a break.
Okay.
You were good. That was good.
Take a what? A break.
Take a break.
That was Scrambled Eggs and Pam on Reach Around Radio on LATalkLive.com. We'll be right back.
Hold on. Coming up, we got what our people on the fan page asked us to bring in. So we got some help for you.
Yeah, fans have been asking us to, you know, schedule porn actors. So
Vaseline Village, Baby Oil Brothers to the stage.
Coming up on Reach Around Radio.
Yeah, we are back. So it's Reach Around Radio. It's your boy, Speedy.
I'm the poetess.
You got Claudia Jordan.
TDP, y'all.
You getting in the mood?
I love this song.
Oh, okay, my bad. My cousin. I can't play it because, you know, unbeknownst to y'all, my cousin on my dad's side.
You say unbebloused?
Unbeknownst.
Oh, okay.
There you go, Speedy.
Is a porno director.
Really? Your cousin?
My cousin. My first cousin on my dad's side.
Speedy, all your family members are doing something.
Except for me. But I'll be over there watching the rest of these videos. You better believe it.
This is disgusting. Hand me that one, Speedy.
His name is Alexander DeVoe. Come on in here, Alexander.
That's your cousin?
That's my cousin on my dad's side.
He's a director and an actor?
He's your cousin.
No, he's just a director.
He's your cousin on the thin side.
What's up, man? Don't be making fun of my cousin like that.
You know you do, too.
Yeah, so he...
Speedy. What's up?
Talk about your company, man.
Oh, shit. There's a lot to talk about, man. I'm like one of the top directors in the business. Alexander DeVoe Productions, also Black Angel Entertainment, Inc., doing it like that. Award-winning director. Like, I have 6 ABNs, 30-something Urban X Awards, which I hosted this past one, and 1 XBiz Award.
Congratulations.
And you let me host one.
It was like the first one you came out.
Black one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And see, I don't watch pornos like that. So
when do you have time?
You don't watch porn?
Not like that.
Not where I should know. Nobody watches porn like that.
Not since it's TV.
Yeah, but I know everybody's name. But as the women were coming up, and people were like, oh, that's so-and-so, or Pinky. Everybody was excited about Pinky.
Yeah, she's a big one.
Yeah. And then what was the girl that won for the biggest ass?
You know, Cherokee.
Cherokee.
Oh,
my.
Good show. No, not watching.
Yeah. She was on fire.
So she has the biggest ass.
she doesn't really have the biggest ass. I think that she has one of the
memorable
bubble-ish, like, yeah, it's like two basketballs and they have their own minds.
Is like, there like a ranking, like top three?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
How long have you been producing porn?
I've been doing in LA for about 11 years. I've been doing this.
And how has the internet affected the porn industry in terms of people buying the DVDs now that
internet
they can get it online?
Internet is fucking shit up. Like, it is, because people don't think they have to pay for it.
Right. Well, I never do.
No,
well, you know they have one call.
I don't like that. Like, when you don't pay for it, it's like, it affects.
I feel cheap after I watch it, so I just watch like the little free sample, like get my little supply that I need, right? And then I'm like, all right, I'm good now. And then I just click off it real fast and then watch something like CNN so I can feel better about mine.
Right.
And I wash my hands.
You know that. They have a website called Free Porn. You know that.
Yeah, I know about all the free
YouPorn.
Like, I actually sue people that you know, download my access my shit for free. So
you could hit somebody up and go,
no,
hey.
You know what? It actually, like, when it first started, like, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, when people were stealing stuff, like, you know, it took us a while before we caught on to it. But I actually encourage people to download my shit now for free because I monetize that. It's another revenue stream.
Know what I hate about porn sites that I hear? That a lot of times when you go, you'll get a virus in your computer, and like, I hate that.
You gotta
because
put a condom on your computer.
You know, before I got the Mac, I had a Sony Vaio,
right?
So my computer totally crashed.
Really?
So then I had to go to Best Buy and talk to the Geek Squad about my computer crashing, and I had to like make, I was all ashamed.
So you probably went to the bootleg,
like I said,
free download.
Exactly. Yeah. And they look at me all funny because I had to lie. I was all stuttering. I said, my friend, I mean, I was looking her up on the internet and I got redirected to a porn site and it shut my shit down. And they were like, when I came back, they would look at me sideways like, you had a lot of bugs in your shit.
Then they looked at what you were looking at.
I know. It's like horse porn.
Butts and dudes.
Look here. I have a question.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, too.
Alexander DeVoe, right?
Right, right.
What street are y'all on when y'all shoot these?
We can be anywhere, man. Like in your neighborhood, like,
in the valley for sure.
Valley. I need to email.
A lot of valley stuff. Yeah.
Now, Mike, he calls me all the time. Speed when you're coming through. Now, I'm gonna tell you the truth because normally
you live right down the street from me, though. Like,
so this is what it is. My mom, church-going woman, and she knows when I'm really about to fuck up.
Right.
So I think I once there.
Every
9 months. Through. I said I'm gonna come through.
Yeah, but
my mother called me that morning. Right. Said, boy, wait, what you doing today? I was like, nothing, Mom. What's up?
Nah, I was praying last night and something told me you finna do something stupid.
Right.
And you kept calling me on the line. I'm like,
but you know what's funny, man? It's like when you come to the house, there's no porn, like, you know, like random porn.
I'm a fuck. Trust me.
Yeah.
Who you got in the house? Who you got?
I brought some extra spicy ladies. We have Imani Rose.
Imani Rose.
And raise your hand, Imani Rose.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Imani Rose.
And the lovely, the beautiful Tatiana Fox. She's
Tatiana Fox.
Hello. Ooh. How are you?
No, I'm all right.
Welcome to the show.
Okay, my weenie, Alexander. We don't need you.
Oh, you want to see me?
No.
Yeah, beat it.
Who needs the middleman now?
I'm done. Like,
I'm in the room now.
No, some of your actresses?
Yeah, I've actually worked with them. Yeah.
Imani, you look so young, baby. How old are you?
Me?
Yes.
See, I don't have my makeup on. No, so, yes. Yeah,
she's actually underage.
But some people think that I'm like 21, 22, which is a good thing because I can work longer.
Oh,
she's 25.
Portis, I got this. Back up. Portis, gonna ask you some real questions. So how did? No, we don't want to know that.
Do you like Cheez-Its?
Yes, white cheddar.
Now, is there some things you won't do?
You?
maybe you should be asking Tatiana that because I've been in the business for about 2 years and I haven't done everything, but I came in doing boy girl and I started doing girl, and then I did anal within the first month of
talk slower. Talk slower.
Talk slower. You're going too
fast. So that sounds like just about everything right there. Yeah. I mean,
there ain't nothing else left after that.
It gets more rigorous after that.
Keep the mic.
Say it again.
About that. I say yes, it gets a little more intense after anal. It goes into like DP, which is double penetration, and then
have you done that?
Does that hurt?
No, I haven't done. I haven't reached that level yet. I've stopped at anal.
Well, me and Speedy ain't doing that later on.
Double up!
Oh my God! Would you do a threesome with Speedy?
Hey,
what if you got the set?
She's been looking at me.
And Speedy
all
showed up, and they said, "This is your actor for today." What would you do? How do you get yourself turned on?
When I first got into the business, it was really hard to do that because
so
I would get random men, you know, just in my face, and I would have to mentally tell myself, okay, you're having sex with a wonderful man. He's great. I would have to mentally get there. And it's sometimes it's really hard to do that, especially when you know that the guy's maybe ghetto or a little hood. It becomes uncomfortable if that's not what you're used to.
I'm very nice. Young Ray
but
Q
Speedy, if you came
dude.
If you came on set, I'll probably be okay. I will.
Oh, baby!
Maybe you can get a reach around today.
I'm going to get more than that.
We have a caller.
So the title of your scene will be Three Pump Chump.
Yeah, we've seen this already. We've seen this movie already. Anyway. Caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey,
Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Willis calling from NY.
Hey, Willis.
It's relish.
Oh, relish.
Oh, a cut up pickle.
Relish.
Oh, relish.
Relish. What's up, relish?
What's up, relish?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Speedy.
Hey, what's up?
Boy, I can sound twice. What's up?
Speedy, do you know what relish is?
No, I don't.
Sweet pickles. Come on in
there. Hysterical. What is the world coming to? What's up, Pickles?
Now, is he gone? Okay, are there, okay, let's, the male, the, we were talking about the guys in porn. Are there guys that you, like, looking forward to?
Oh, give it up.
Shout out to, shout out to the waiter.
Yeah, bust it up on by some hot tea.
Got some hot tea. Claudia's a little bit under the weather. We've been asking for tea all day.
Thank you, big homie. Thank you, big homie.
Thank you, anyway.
Professor Ness brought some tea and spilled
appreciate
it all
like,
over.
I only know of a couple of them. And Mr. Marcus, good friend. Cool with him. Brian Pomper.
Have I worked with Brian Pomper?
Oh, what do you think of them?
He's not going to touch my vagina.
I heard that.
But he can touch mine.
Oh, really?
I don't like him, but I've enjoyed being with Lexington Steel. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed being with Flash Brown. It's very attractive. And who else is really attractive?
What about
I haven't got Prince. Mr. Marcus yet.
Speedy. So would you?
And Speedy, yeah, he's coming. He's going to be in my next.
What about Big Dick Dave from Delaware?
Maybe I can put him in my amateur.
Yeah, team. That'll be me.
Let me ask you, why are we so adamant against Brian Pomper besides the obvious?
I mean, just...
Well, there was a rumor he had HIV.
Allegedly.
When I've seen him like at conventions and stuff, he's not the type of person that I would approach. Like Mr. Marcus is really down to earth. Lexington is very humble, a gentleman. Brian Pomper, when you meet him, he just kind of stands there like he's God and everybody's supposed to come to him. Mm. I'm not like
that. No pun intended.
I'm like really down to earth, so I try to look for people that I would enjoy having sex with instead of, but I mean, if someone paid me and they were like, yes, you're going to do a boy girl with Brian Pomper, you know, and this is the rate, I would do it because it's a job. We're all employees. So we just,
Can I ask, when do you ever get emotionally attached to any of the guys that you do porn with?
No. I guess that's what helps me get through my films is that I'm not emotionally attached. Now they get attached. I've had some call and
hey, what you
my
doing?
Phone, ask me out on dates and things, and I try to keep it.
Sorry about that.
I try to keep it very, you know, professional. I want to work. I want to do a great scene. Why not? Let's do it on camera. So every time they want to have sex with me, I tell them let's do it on camera first. Get a feel of each other.
Now, do you get paid that day, end of the week, or what?
It depends on the company and the director. You know, sometimes the check comes later.
See, I shot her for a gaping anal scene. So I think I
a what
gaping
anal.
I paid you right there.
God damn!
What the hell is that?
That's when your booty hole, like you know, when you look at it, your
it was
an
anal cream pie.
Oh.
Anal cream pie. That's
it
when
was
they
a cream pie we did. Yeah, it was an anal cream pie.
Coming there, booty.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my god. And now,
this is disgusting. Turn my mic up, son.
And my headphones.
Wait a minute. So you do a lot of anal. So how is that? How does it affect you physically? Like, what do you have to do?
How about Fox?
I like. Oh, you want?
Yeah, let's hear from her.
She doesn't do it.
She ain't there.
Have you?
Well, what's your specialty, Fox?
What's your specialty?
I don't do anal, but I just give like incredible head. And
hold up, let's find out.
I don't believe you. You're a liar.
You're a liar.
No, I do. I'm into like crazy stuff, like gangbangs.
But not gangbang anal.
No, I don't do anal. Not yet.
So they just wait to come get their turn?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Or it's just like, I got two in my hand and then like one in the veg and then like one from behind and... Yeah, they're waiting, and you just like, kind of like a...
I don't believe
it. So you're like a DJ.
She's a mixmaster Fox.
Let me ask you, Ms. Fox, what makes your head game so great? If you give tips to the listeners. POTUS, you can jump in.
I would say that enjoying it, if you enjoy it, and then you like giving head, that makes you good at doing it.
Exactly.
Okay, Ms. Fox?
If you enjoy giving head, if you've been doing it for years, well, I'm not going to say I have been doing it for years.
2 weeks.
I have. But it actually helps. If you enjoy giving oral sex, men and women, then you'll do a better job. If you just don't like it, then you're just going to be like...
Bob and weed.
You can. It'll show. If a woman like giving head, you'll know on camera. Mm-hmm. If she don't, she'll see, make faces. It's obvious.
What's the craziest request you've gotten on camera? Like, you want me to do that? What? Really?
Animals, I think. Animals. You know, animals.
Have you been asked to do animals?
I haven't gotten any crazy requests yet. I've only been in the industry for a few months, so.
God damn it.
I have. It was by DeVoe. We were doing the anal cream pie scene, and the locations changed, and there was no furniture in the second location. He wanted me to have anal sex on a stool like this. The stool was like this without the back, and I had to lift my legs up.
Show us, please.
Speedy, go stand in.
Yeah,
do that.
He's going to come stand in.
Two pump chump.
Okay, we got Speedy.
Go, this Speedy. Nigga ran from the pussy.
Oh, you see that, Poetess?
Shout out to LD.
I know what's going to happen if I go over there.
Wow.
I'm like this, and he's just with the camera, and I'm trying to hold myself while he's not going in my vagina where it's comfortable, in my ass where it's a little uncomfortable in this position.
Right.
I did it for him so we can.
Oh, you did do it, though. Yeah.
She did it.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautifully. She did it beautifully.
Did you give it a check? Did it cash?
Yeah. Okay. Of course.
What street are y'all on when this is going? Damn.
How does being in porn affect your personal relationships? Or do you have a real personal relationship?
Let me say something real fast, because what you have here is you have two different type of performers.
Gotcha.
Like, Imani's like a more conservative type of performer, and Tatiana's just a pure freak. Like,
okay.
So that's the difference. And okay.
No, not really. I'm conservative too. I mean, look how I'm dressed today.
Yeah,
what you talking about? Like,
I see everything right
now. Can you stand up and let our listeners, our viewers, look, see you? They're asking.
Oh, and Speedy's cousin,
Alexander.
Alexander.
Can you turn around?
She's on that Genuine concert out here.
Alexander, do you ever audition the talent yourself?
it happens, yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
So have you ever told somebody this ain't for you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. Like, my process is like, you know, for me, it's like an interview. Like, I have to understand where somebody's coming from and what their motivation is before I get to the point of putting them in front of the camera.
Right.
Because it's a lot of work.
So you test them all out?
I don't test people. My test is talking to them and interacting with them and see what kind of personality they have.
Okay, but what is the person called that does the testing? Is that a title for that?
That doesn't exist. Like,
I need to create that shit.
Yeah.
And then, are they really fluffers?
Casting counselors.
Are they really fluffers?
Back in the day there was, but not now. Not today. But.
Oh, okay.
No.
Has Viagra kind of fluff on other sets?
See, let me tell you.
Hold on.
Viagra doesn't work.
What'd you say, baby?
I've fluffed on sets before. Not DeVoe's set, but I've fluffed.
So what exactly does that take? What do you have to do?
I mean, with men, sometimes when they're on camera and they're working, it's hot. It gets hot. They get hot and bothered. They can't concentrate. So I'm a total team player. Like, if we need to get this done, you know, I can.
Okay, we better shoot a scene right now.
Yeah, we need to get this done.
Like, if you're getting anxiety, you're getting stressed out, you know, I will do my best to make sure you're ready.
I like her.
Oh, bless your heart.
No, she's mad cool.
So you guys,
I mean, she's cool too, but.
You guys both do girl on girl. Yeah. Have you guys worked together before?
No.
You guys speaking to the mic.
What is that?
Yeah. No.
Pretend like that's a dick.
Play
with the dick. Somebody put some hair around it.
I think I've been in the business for about 2 years, and you said how many months?
Four.
She's only been in for like 3-4 months. So, like, we don't. It's a lot of women in this business that you never will see. You hear of, but you never will see. So this is.
Well, maybe we need a reach around exclusive where they can do their first girl and girl scene and give the.
And my first girl and girl was on camera. I had never touched a girl
you've
before.
Done a lot.
Yeah, so it was.
It was kind of like mine, too. I'd never done I like breasts. I like ass, but in real life, it's just like the girl has to be gay. She can't be like, oh, I like girls when I'm drunk. She has to be, you like girls or you don't.
Yeah, like Miracle.
Hey,
I knew that wake you up.
No, I'm woke. All right, so tell them how people, if they want to get some of the, because you got a gang of movies.
Some of the what?
Movies.
I mean, I'm worldwide, man. Like, you can go on internet, like, the store. Like,
what's your site?
Just type in my, Google me, like, you it'll come up all over the place.
What's your site?
AlexanderDeVoe.com, or you go to my distributor, JewsJordanVideo.com. They sell my movies for me.
And
so,
how people get in touch with you?
Everybody can Google me as well, Imani Rose, I-M-A-N-I. You can Google me or go to ImaniRose.com. I blog about sex life and business and try to intertwine how Wall Street fiascos relate to my sexuality and my career journey.
All right. That's
deep. And how do I get in touch with you?
Damn.
She's right here.
Yeah. Hey.
You can do a live sex show. Like,
don't play with me.
Come on, Speedy. What you talking about?
Did you put Speedy in a porno?
Oh, you find me at on Google or Twitter, XXX Tatiana Fox. And
Speedy gets it.
I don't have a website yet. So
do you have a driver's license?
No, I don't drive.
Oh, okay.
Teeter, that's right up your alley. She's getting there.
The girls are too scared for me to drive. I'm still young.
All right. Thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate you. Thanks, Alexander, for bringing out the girls and the DVDs. Yeah.
I didn't like this segment. This was disgusting.
I feel.
Can we move my seat closer to the girls?
Thank you, ladies, for coming out. It's been a great show.
It was.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. We want to thank all of our guests. Oh, thank you for coming out, too. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Special thanks to Johnny Gill for coming out today.
Went hard.
Thank you, John. Yeah, that was
good. And I'm going to watch Alexander DeVoe's production
just for
research.
Just for research.
Exactly. Yeah.
Come back next week and I'll give a review in my Teeter Sports ticker.
See, my mom's calling me now. See, I told you.
Be sure to hit us on the blog at reacharoundradio.com
to find out about her
too. To find out about who's the daddy
scrambled eggs
who likes
and
it in a Ruta and a Tuta.
And also go to blog.reacharoundradio.com to see the photo, the infamous photo of Speedy with the suit with the back out.
Wow. And can we put a picture of you in your lovely two piece?
I will take a picture
on the blog,
from front and back for the blog.
Oh my
god. So you gotta go to the blog, blog.reacharoundradio.com.
Hit me on my Speedy is Funny Twitter, or just Comedian Speedy on Facebook.
At Claudia Jordan.
Teeter. TDP Mr. Three Knox, baby. At Twitter.
Thank you, Michelle, for getting our shirts.
And OG Poetess. And pretty soon we'll have shirts available for sale. So keep
on
it
the
live.
Blog. If you want one of these DVDs, go to the blog. We got to get out of here.
Thanks, Team RAI. We love you.
Love you much.
And catch us back here Thursday 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LATalkLive.com. We out. Have a great week.